Good afternoon, this is Ketchel Kirkham with Looking Up. A few minutes in the middle of the week to think about astronomical things. Now, I'm here at the South African Radio Astronomy Observatory with distinguished Professor Oleg Smirnov, and he's at Rhodes University and at SARAA, and he has particular interests in things that go bump. So good afternoon, Oleg.
Good afternoon, Ketchel. How are you?
Yes, good. Now, all the better for listening to your exciting research. You in particular are interested in things called transients, which are things which flash or bump, or they're there and then they're not there. And you use particular techniques, which are very, very interesting, to look at these things. Tell us something about them.
Right. Well, I'm interested in many things, but of course, transients are one of the most exciting ones. And transients are, first of all, they're exciting because they are a relatively unexplored class of objects. And that's because most astronomers, and particularly most radio astronomers, when they use a telescope, they use it as kind of a long exposure instrument. So much like you would be taking your phone to take a low light photograph of a landscape, you would use a long exposure to accumulate enough signal to make your photograph legible. But the result of that is that if there is something that happens during the observation, if something pops up and disappears, you are not going to see it in your long exposure, or you might see a little dot of light, but you're not going to know that this thing came and this thing went. And the fact that this thing came and went is actually very exciting, because physics tells us that for something to be rapid, for something to happen so rapidly at astronomical distances, that something has to be very, very powerful. So transients also represent some very exotic physics, some very high energy events. And I got into this almost by accident. We were working on an observation of the great conjunction of Jupiter and Saturn, which was taken back in 2020. And when you try to image a bright planet like Jupiter with a telescope like Meerkat, instead of making one of those deep static images, you are forced to make a movie of the observation. Because the planets move, so Jupiter is moving relative to the sky. Jupiter is also rotating, its radiation belts are tilting up and down. And that means that to make the image reliably, instead of making an image, you end up making a movie.
Yeah, I have to interject here. So Meerkat is a radio telescope. So this is not like taking a visual movie, but it's similar.
It's similar in the sense that, typically you get a bunch of data from Meerkat, which is just a lot of numbers on disk, and then you process that data with different mathematical algorithms, and in the end comes out an image, which would be what you would see on the sky if your eyes were sensitive to radio, right? But now we can take all these techniques, and instead of making a single image, we can make a frame-by-frame movie of what the radio sky was doing, which is what we did here with Jupiter. So we could see all that movement, we could see it rotating and tilting. And it came out as a very pretty movie, and we liked to look at it. We were all admiring it one day, and then a friend of mine pointed at something, and he said, "Well, what's going on there?" And we saw that there was a little source of radio that was turning on and turning off in the vicinity of Jupiter. Turns out it had nothing to do with Jupiter. It's just that we spotted it because it was right next to Jupiter and we were looking at Jupiter. What it turned out to be was a pulsar, and a very unusual pulsar. So pulsars are remnants of dead stars that are spinning very rapidly and emitting a very reliable radio signal, in this case every 1.6 seconds. But for some reason, this signal went up by a factor of 100, and so it became detectable for about 45 minutes. So we saw it as this radio flash. And that made me realize that the very first time in my life that I make a movie from some radio data, I see something like this. So we should be making movies of radio data pretty much the entire time. So we ended up speaking to, we also spoke to people at the Breakthrough Listen project who are interested in searching for extraterrestrial intelligence. Of course, any signal we might ever see from an extraterrestrial intelligence would also be something that goes bump in the night. So for that reason, they also became very interested in the project. And last year, we kicked off an effort in earnest to basically go back through the entire archive of Meerkat, which represents 6 years of observations, and to sift through all that and to make movies and to look for more of these objects.
That is really exciting, and I look forward to more exotic and interesting things that you find there going bump in the night. Thank you very much for talking to Fine Music Radio listeners. We will talk a little bit more, and so look out over the next week or two for another discussion on your research. Thank you. This is Professor Oleg Smirnov.
Thank you very much. It's been a pleasure.
And for now, this is Ketchel Kirkham wishing us clear skies.